Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Roll tape, please.
Okay, let's get this show rolling.
10 seconds.
Stand by, everybody.
John Fricke and Hugh Douglas. Live, local, and you can hear us all over Georgia.
Big Hugh, Big John, Big Guys, Big Show.
A three-time NFL Pro Bowler and a guy who's been covering the A for nearly three decades. John and Hugh, call the guys at 404-741-0929.
Wait, I thought I was the man.
No, you're my man.
Oh, okay. So my man, what do you mean I'm your...
No, not like that.
Okay.
My man, we cool.
Okay, gotcha.
John and Hugh are on the air.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
All right, it's going to be a fun Wednesday. I can tell you that right now. And if you're going to be joining us, it's going to be even more fun for you because it's going to be our golf tournament today, so to speak. Beautiful Wednesday. Lot to chop up. Winning. Big Braves win last night and all kinds of stuff.
Huge Braves win last night. Good morning. Good morning, Atlanta. Good morning, John Fricke. How's everybody doing this morning?
Everybody good. Daryl good, Wendy good, everybody good.
Yeah, it's a good day. Good day.
Yeah, Braves won 14-1 last night.
Yeah, I mean it was payback. Sometimes you know you got to get punched in the mouth, you know, and bounce back. They bounced back real well last night. Matter of fact, they got the party started in the first inning, you know, and just hell of a way to bounce back. Tied the series up, did it in a big way. Did not know that was the first home run they hit there in like 3 years, John. Freddie Freeman's home run.
At Petco Park?
Yeah, at Petco Park. Was the first one they hit there in like 3 years.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
It's been a while. It's been a long time coming. And then when they opened it up, they really opened it up. So, good win for the Braves last night.
You know, I don't know which is more difficult because I spent a number of years out on the West Coast before I came back home. And when I was out in San Diego, the oddity of starting football games at 9 in the morning sometimes. I mean, you'd have like your team would start a football game. They'd be playing on the East Coast. It'd be like, you know, a college team, like, and it'd be a noon game, and it would start at 9 a.m. So you're waking up watching football at 9 a.m. That was bizarre. But the other way here, which is when our teams go west and the game doesn't even start till 10:30 at night.
Ooh, boy, that's a tough one. I tell you what, but I got this down to the science. This is what I did. This is how I do it.
Okay.
I go to bed. I will get into bed about 8:30 and sleep till, and I will get up about 1:30 in the morning, and I'll watch the game. And then I'll do everything that I need to do. You know, it gives me a chance. Like this morning, I did my cardio, cooked some of my meals, and was done, and watched the game. And then, you know, was good. That's the way that I do it, because to try to stay up late at night, like, and try to get up and then try to go to sleep and then get up, that's a problem. So what I do, I just record it. I'm in my man cave where I don't listen to anything. I don't look at social media anything, and I just watch the game. I get up in the morning and watch the game. And when I watch it, you know, it's like, you know, I mean, I'm only a few hours behind, so I'm good. As long as I cut off my phone, I'm good.
I could DVR. You're right.
Yeah.
I hadn't thought about that.
You know what, John? That's probably the easiest thing to do, because the first night I tried to do it the way I watch it. Oh, no, that didn't work. That didn't work out too well.
Right.
And it was a little, you know, just trying to get up. After that, it's kind of rough. So, you know, just get up probably a little bit earlier than you used to getting up by 1-2 o'clock, watch the game. And that way you're up. You know, you've slept, but you're up. So, yeah, it's a little bit better that way.
Yeah, I'm not one of those people that can – when I woke up this morning, the very first thing I grabbed is my phone and said, how did the Braves do?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I don't know about you guys, but watching an event where I know the outcome is
kind of boring. Yeah. Yeah. That's why I did not watch, I did not look. I popped right up, turned the TV on, went and put on my workout clothes, got on my treadmill. And start working out like right then and there. Did not even look at. Yes, Daryl.
Although you painted a very beautiful scenario there, Hugh Douglas, this man has a wife. So is it
he got a wife
that much easier? Like, you're a single man, so it's easy for you to hop up out of the bed at 1-2, watch that game. He's nestled by his wife.
I tell you what, and I'm pretty sure that's a you know, it's like that body heat is like serious.
That's what I'm saying.
You know what I mean? And you jump out on the cold floor, but I would tell her, like, look here, woman, I got to do this. I got to watch this game for work.
Now, how do you know she wouldn't say, you know, like kick you out?
Get your
tail
up out of this bed and go watch that game.
Yeah, but if you tell her, I'm pretty sure that she would do that for you. I'm pretty sure that she would say, hey, you know what? You probably need to get up and watch that game. But because, man, I'm telling you, that West Coast swing to the game start at 10,
uh-huh.
and you're trying to stay up and watch the game and then say, okay, I'm gonna close my eyes for a minute. You're flirting with disaster. You're flirting with danger.
Right, no, right. And then the alarm doesn't go off. And, the next
and you're like,
you know,
oh, my gosh. You'll have a Hugh Douglas day where you don't come to work at all. You sleep through a whole show.
It's John and Hugh on the morning show from the Kia Studios on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. And I'll speak to all y'all that are driving in this morning who are like us and kind of early birds. You know, what's the biggest fear you have in life is that alarm not going off. I mean, because it's that panic mode, you know, of, oh, no. I mean.
Oh, no. Or how about this one? Because I'm a prolific snooze button hitter. Like, I will hit, like, I have my phone set,
uh-huh.
I have my alarm set, and I will go for 10, I'm like, oh, 10 minutes this, 10 minutes that. And sometimes I will, unbeknownst to me, I will cut it off. And then that's another dangerous game that you play, when you accidentally cut the alarm off.
Well, the way I do it is I have a backup alarm, right, and it's uh-huh. on an old cell phone. So I took one of my old cell phones, but it's on the other side, on the other dresser, on the other side of the room. So if in order for me to turn it off, I have to get out of the bed and walk across the room. I can't just reach over and stop. Wendy, you're shaking your head at me.
I would be so mad if I was your wife. I'd be like, get up.
No, my wife would go right back to sleep. I mean,
No. That means you're waking me up. No.
I can see Wendy being upset behind that.
Yeah.
I can see that. Yeah, but most women will get upset.
Wake up the first alarm. That's
well,
it.
You know, I know, yeah, sometimes.
Don't work like that.
Sometimes it don't work like that.
Don't work like that.
Then I'm going to go turn them all off.
See, that ain't cool. That ain't cool.
I'm going to just wake you up. You wake me up, I'm going to make sure you're up.
That ain't right. But it's a dangerous game. Playing that wake-up game and in that alarm snooze button game, that's mm-hmm. a dangerous game.
That's why you set, like, 6 alarms ahead of the one so you can hit snooze on your first one, and then there's still a 5 more to go off, and then you can hit snooze on all 5 of those. So you're going to get
what
up
if you're? Well, what if, see, here's my thing. What if you're, because my phone is plugged in all the time. I know that's bad for the battery, but it's an old phone. I don't care. What if all of a sudden you didn't realize that you had not plugged it in, and overnight it goes to 0?
What do you mean 0?
Like no battery power.
Yeah.
Well, I don't let that happen ever.
Okay, all right.
I don't know the last time I my phone actually hit 0%. Because I couldn't let that happen. How am I going to take all my selfies on my runs? I'm just...
You heard her. Prolific selfie taker.
I have to make sure that is on 100%.
It's all about them angles. It's all about them
and you
angles.
Put it on low Daryl, battery mode, now. John. You got this. I got
help.
It is a big night tonight. Really big night tonight. We have the Braves again. This evening, this afternoon, actually, it's a 3:40 start, but it's a big Wednesday. Braves in a rubber game against – where did rubber game come from anyway?
You know what? I didn't want to be the guy to ask that question, but I always wondered that, the rubber match.
Right.
I don't know.
I would have to look it up.
I tried to Google it, but Google didn't give me a good answer.
Grant's out there. He'd know. Then United plays tonight in the U.S. Open Cup in Kennesaw. And so that'll be an interesting event, and we'll get more into that a little later in the show. And then in Game 3 of the NBA Finals tonight, of course, with the Cleveland Cavaliers taking on the Golden State Warriors, and that's all the today and tonight. It is a busy Wednesday. We mentioned that also today happens to be our golf tournament.
Now, yes.
Now, it's not just a normal golf tournament. It's an interesting one because we're doing it at Topgolf. You do still, by the way, have time. It's going to be this afternoon, so if you go to our website, 929thegame.com, and check out the Rockin' Jock on the front page. You can still sign up as an individual and come out there. We're going to have loads of stars out there today. And kind of a unique idea to do it at Topgolf rather than at a golf, you know, just playing golf, Hugh.
Yeah. I mean, we're going to go out there. We're going to have fun. We're going to be all around, like, we're going to all be in the same area so that you don't have to run all around a golf course to look for us. Everybody's going to be there. We're going to be hanging out. It's going to be a great time.
All right, so having said that, I have one of those mornings this morning because yesterday Knox came to me and said, are you going to play? And then maybe, I think it was Kamala, I don't want to be careful, said something to me about, are you going to wear shorts? And I said, well, yeah, it's going to be hot, but I hate wearing shorts when I play golf. And he said, well, why do you hate wearing shorts? And I said, because I don't like to look at my legs. But it's true. I mean, it's just, I don't want to look down and look at that anyway. So I was talking about this with him, and I thought, okay, well, I got to get geared up. And because the other thing Knox said is, you're going to, you know, do you need to get clubs? And I went, I'm never going to get clubs. That's not going to happen.
I got my old clubs.
I got my old clubs.
I'm a real golfer, Knox. Who are you talking to?
So I'm driving in, and as I'm driving down, I realize
I forgot my clubs.
I forgot my clubs. And I thought, well, do I go back? You know, because if this was a real golf tournament and not just kind of a fun event, I would absolutely drive all the way back to, you know, near Cartersville up there and get my clubs and my shoes, because I have to mark my balls, because I ain't playing unless I can mark my balls.
You mark your balls, John?
I mark my balls. I have a specific way I mark my balls.
John, it's Top Golf. John, you're not playing real golf. Right. You're not playing real golf.
Are you
golf.
Really bringing your own?
John marks his ball. John is taking this way to,
yes,
you're taking this to the next
top,
level, dude. This
top
is Top Golf.
Well, this is why I said I'm not going to go home. I'm just going to use what they have there because it's Top Golf.
That's a dude. That's
if
a
it
nice
were a
little
tournament.
That's
oh, yeah.
a nice little ride. Yeah, if it was something serious, like yeah,
yeah
but no, that's
golf.
A nice little ride to be going back to. Man, come on now.
If it was a real tournament, I would go back, and I might put on long pants too, so I'd have to look at my legs.
No, you got to, like, I'm going. I'm not playing. I'm just going. I'm a mingle. I want to see who's all going to be there. You know, see some friends I haven't seen in a while. See Spikes. See Tequila Spikes. Spoon. Some guys that I haven't seen in a while. So, yeah, just hang out, you know, and have old war stories, old football stories. Probably not with Spoon because he wasn't in the same era that we played in. But Ray and those guys, yeah, that'd be cool.
Yeah, so it's going to be like Ray Lewis, and then a whole bunch of Falcons are going to be there because Grady Jarrett is putting this on. So there's going to be a ton of Falcons there. And, again, you still have time if you want to get to our website at 929thegame.com and sign up and come join us this afternoon. And that's the great thing about Topgolf. That's why I'm not worried about it. That's why I'm not going to go home and get my clubs. It's just going to be, yes, there will be an event. There will be actually a target golf competition, but who cares who wins? You know, I mean, nobody.
No, nobody's, I don't think anybody's going to take it that serious. I have a feeling that it's going to be a nice day. There are going to be people out there, other people,
mm-hmm.
and it's just going to be like a big old day party.
Right, that's what I'm thinking too.
Yeah, it's going to be a big old day party. That's what we're trying to make it. So just come on out, everybody. Come on out and hang out with us, because it's going to be a great time. You're going to see some former NFL players, some current NFL players,
right.
Falcons players, and it's going to be fun. That's the biggest thing. It's going to be fun. It's almost like a wind down Wednesday, but with golf. Yeah, that's about right. Wind down Wednesday, but with golf. Go out there and hit a few balls. Don't be like John trying to mark your balls because you're not going to get them back.
Well, you got to mark your balls. I mean, that's
come on, John. You got when you're not going to get it back because this like a. It's like
no, you're not
going to
get
you're
it.
You're not going to get the ball.
That's my
back.
Point. That's I mean, but you do in real golf. You got to, otherwise you
yeah,
don't want to hit somebody
like
else's ball.
You're just
going to
hit it, and you're going to
no,
keep
I
it
know.
Moving.
And we, wait, hey. Daryl, come on now. What?
John, I love you, but no, man.
What? No what?
No marking.
You,
no marking.
If you play golf, Daryl, you have to mark your ball. I mean, because you
but could, you're not playing golf, are you?
No, of course I'm not.
Just
that's
driving,
again, that,
right?
Why I'm not going home. And I use a red stripe, you know, that goes halfway across the ball, and then a little red dot over, you know, I mean.
Do you always
so
find
you,
him?
You do all of that to make sure you get your ball? Like
oh,
you,
yeah.
Oh, I mean, see, that's why.
Yeah.
That's
I want to
why.
Know because you might be playing the same ball as somebody else. You know, somebody's playing.
Yeah,
you know,
ping or some
or
Titleist ball.
Both
or whatever.
Are playing right. You both may be playing Titleist. You know, is that your Titleist? Is that my Titleist? I don't know.
Yeah, got you.
Do you ever find someone else's that may have a more expensive model that's not marked and you just kind of pocket
take it? Yes.
Oh, yeah, all the time.
Okay, I just was asking.
Not in the middle of the fairway, but if you're hunting through the woods, oh, yeah, I got buckets full. Are you kidding me? You don't want to go get your ball? I'll take it. Thanks very much. Hey, there's a lot of talk and chatter, as you may know, about Julio and what Dan Quinn said about whether Julio's going to be at Falcons training camp. We're going to get into that. It'll be your chance to today to weigh in as well on all this. Are you concerned at all? Good question.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
This is big.
Okay. Let's do it.
We are giving away $250,000.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game's National Signing Bonus.
Listen every weekday from 7 a.m. till 7 p.m. and you could win $1,000 every hour, all day.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
It is the morning show on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Hope you're having a safe drive in this morning with John and Hugh. Looking at a lot of different things today. Braves game at 3:40. United playing U.S. Open Cup tonight in Kennesaw against Charleston Battery and, of course, NBA Finals Game 3. And through all of it, there is one story in this town that continues to suck the oxygen right out of the room, and that is one Jett Jones. Because here we go again, because Jett Jones is, you know, and not at hadn't been hanging around the Falcons. And so one little comment here or there can get everybody kind of in town going one way or another and into a tizzy, Hugh Douglas. And that's what happened again here.
You mean Trick Montalban. That's what I call it from the EA commercial.
Yeah, Dan Quinn speaking yesterday. And Dan Quinn talking about whether or not Julio would attend the mandatory minicamp beginning next Wednesday.
You know, we haven't discussed that all the way through, but in my, as far as, you know, my end goes, no change from my end of things that we discussed from earlier this spring.
Yeah, no change from my end on things that we discussed earlier this spring. Mm. Well, we haven't discussed that all the way through.
Mm. Yeah, well, I will say this. This has all been speculation from day one. This has all been speculation, but this is a little bit of a turn, I would say, because this is something that we did not discuss. The last time we had this conversation, we talked about we were basically talking about everything. Everybody had a kumbaya moment. Everything was cool. Doesn't seem like that's the case. Not saying that Julio's not coming to camp, but there hasn't been any conversation about money. That might be a problem. That definitely might be a problem.
I want to play, if I can, Daryl, I want to play this again. Again, I want you to hear Dan Quinn, because this is the little part of this, the very first part of this. Right, the question was simply to Dan Quinn. Hey, do you expect, you know, have you talked to Julio? You know, what are we thinking here, and where do we stand? And this is what Dan Quinn said.
You know, we haven't discussed that all the way through, but in my, as far as, you know, my end goes, no change from my end of things that we discussed from earlier this spring.
All right, so the back part is no change on my end from the things we discussed this spring. But the front part of that, that little snippet was taken, and everybody started to run with it. You know, we haven't discussed this all the way through.
Yeah, like, oh, to me, that might even speculate, that might even talk about whether or not you're coming to training camp.
Mm-hmm.
That might be that. It's one of those things that I know that those diehard Falcons fans out there that are listening to my voice right now are getting irritated with me. I'm saying what I'm saying, but you have to between the lines, man. Coach Quinn is a very, very upfront, transparent coach. Tremendous amount of respect for him for that. He didn't sit up there and lie. He's not lying. He's giving you as much as he possibly can without making the situation worse or changing the status. I don't want to say worse because that sounds bad. Changing the status of the situation because he doesn't know.
Right, he doesn't. He doesn't know. Because look, there has to be. That's kind of what I took away. You know, and we're going to ask you today whether or not you're worried about this. Should we be concerned that he's not going to show up next week? You know, where do we stand in all of this? That'll be a point of discussion because I want to know what you and Hugh and I want to know what you guys think about all of this. But I think that there's this kind of, you know, when it gets to this, Thomas Dimitroff and Dan Quinn work very closely together. But and it's not good cop, bad cop. It's just the ability to separate when you need to separate. And so in this case, what Dan Quinn has done, he's separated himself out from Thomas Dimitroff because Dan Quinn says, look, you got a job to do between you and Jimmy Sexton, which is Julio's agent, and you talk about the money thing. I don't want to get involved in that because that would put me in a bad spot with Julio. I just want to focus in on the player.
Yeah, and that's what most coaches do. I can remember vividly having conversations with Big Red, back Andy Reid, Coach Reid, when I was playing. And, you know, this was during contract time. And old coach kept it real simple. Hey, how you doing? You been working out? All right, then we're, you know, I don't really do the money thing. We're going to try to get something done. That was it. And that's all you really can say because you don't want to start making players promises that you know you can't keep. You don't want to start saying stuff that you know a player might hang on to that might give them the hope that something's going to happen and it doesn't because then you look bad.
Right, you look really bad.
Yeah, as a coach, you got to be able to it's a tough thing, man, because – You care for a player, you ride or die with that player, but you also have to move on sometimes. You know, the toughest part about being a coach is you get attached to these guys, and I know a lot of coaches, you probably don't think that they do. You get attached to a lot of your players, but they get old, and they leave, and you have to move on. And for I don't want to scare anybody out there, but I'm not saying that the Falcons are moving on from Julio Jones, but Coach Quinn has to get 52 other guys ready to play football this year. Yes, Julio is a big part of what he wants to do, but anybody in this situation, not knowing what the outcome of this will be, has to prepare right now like he's not going to be there. You have to. That's why when you hear him talk about reps and you hear him talk about other young receivers, there's an opportunity there if Julio Jones does not come to training camp or he does not come here this year, that there's going to be an opportunity for somebody to step up and take over. And that's how you have to look at it. You best believe, John, those young receivers are looking at that and they're noticing. Now, you might not be as good as you could potentially be if Julio Jones isn't there.
Mm-hmm.
But Julio Jones is not going to play forever. And you have to prepare. You always have to prepare for the worst. That's the thing about football. You always have to prepare for the worst case scenario.
And this is the thing about why I believe you that the coach / general manager thing never, ever works. Because here's the perfect example of that. Because imagine we're Dan Quinn, the coach and general manager. He'd have to be negotiating with Julio's agent, which would create a situation in the locker room where Grady Jarrett and Jake Matthews, who are supposedly next, you know, in line, are coming up to him going, all right, wait a second, where do I stand? And instead of focusing on football, because all he has to say now is, guys, look, you need to go talk to your agent and Thomas and work all that out.
Yeah.
Let's get back to football.
But the good thing about it, most times coaches, like players, you have some players that have done that, but you have some players that they let their agent handle all that. There's no conversation of money in the locker room. It never really normally goes that way,
mm-hmm.
unless something goes south, and then it gets ugly. But when you're dealing with people's money and they're trying to get paid, you try to keep that as in-house as much as you possibly can, and you try to keep everything that's said really tight-lipped, because somebody might get wind of something that's being said about them, and they might get upset. Like, because I'm pretty sure that from the Falcons' standpoint, they're looking at it like, hey, you signed a contract. You need to honor that. And on Julio's side, he's probably looking at it like, hey, man, we've outplayed that contract and then some. Did you see what some of these other cats got?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm the 8th highest paid receiver in the game, and I'm better than most of these cats down in front of me. And they were like, but hey, you signed a contract. So there's things that you have to work out, and there's things that are going to be said that the agent's not going to necessarily share with Julio. They're going to try to work this out and try to come to an impasse, if you will, and try to just get it done.
Well, and again, Julio's not alone. I mean, Ricardo Allen is there in camp. That's another thing. We know that Ricardo's there, and Ricardo is working out, and he does not have a long-term deal. He's got a tender that he hasn't signed. Grady is apparently next, air quotes, and say Jake Matthews next, air quotes, because other guys like Ryan Schrader got paid and whatnot. And so it's a question here now of, you know, being able to settle this issue and not have it be disruptive to the team, because what you want is you not only want Julio to come to minicamp next week, so it's not a side story in a show over here that we have to deal with, but also because you need to have Julio get into concert with some of the other guys around him, most notably Calvin Ridley.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what you want. But at the same time, John, you know that there are some young guys out there. Calvin's probably getting the majority of the reps. And say, for instance, Julio doesn't come, they probably feel pretty confident that Calvin can probably step into that number one role. And he might not be a Julio
Jones.
Well,
that might be fine, but I mean, it's still not.
I kind of gave you a heart palpitation when I said that.
Well, I mean, only because I think when you put Julio out there, if Calvin's that guy, Julio, Calvin, and Sanu become the number one unit in the NFL.
And I'm not arguing that point, John. But as a coach, I'm talking from a coach's perspective. I'm talking from a former player's perspective. I'm talking from a guy who's been on a team where your number one receiver was hurt, and you got to keep it moving.
Mm-hmm.
Not saying Julio's hurt, but you have to treat it. If he doesn't come to camp, if he doesn't come to the beginning of the season, you almost have to treat it like an injury. You have to, and you have to move forward. So Calvin Ridley is going to get those reps that Julio would have gotten, and he's going to have the timing with Matt Ryan that Julio doesn't have. I know they've worked together forever, but it's always better to be there. It's always better to be there in camp. And he's going to be the guy, if Julio holds out, that they're going to ride with. I mean, you have no choice. You have to treat it like an injury. You have to.
It is our big question of the day on our social media is whether or not you have any concern, Falcons fans, that Julio Jones is going to skip the mandatory minicamp. We're asking you that right now on our Twitter at 929 The Game and on our Facebook as well. It's our Vision Computer question of the day, brought to you by Vision Computers, where an average hold time is less than 15 seconds. And so we're going to be discussing it. We want you to go to our Twitter at 929 The Game and weigh in, give us your thoughts. We're going to be talking to you on Twitter. It's one of the ways that we're going to be talking to you about this question all day long. Hugh's going to take Julio to Homie Court a little later in the show, and then we'll get your reaction as well. It's going to be the big talker today, I can tell you that right now. All right, here we go. Going to be a fun day. We'll get into some of the things that are set up for today besides all the big events, and that's the Wendy Zone, as we continue next on The Morning Show with John and Hugh on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Okay, that didn't rhyme, but whatever. The game is everywhere. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
All right, everybody stand up!
It's time for a look at the world of sports, celebrities, and more. This is The Wendy Zone on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Well, a couple of days to mention before we get into any stories. Today would have is the 74th anniversary of D-Day. It happened June 6, 1944. So if you're just driving into work, a bit of history that happened during World War II.
Shout out to all the veterans. And it does occur to you that being 74 years ago, we're not far away from not having any World War II veterans left. Forget that the last World War I veteran died like 5 or 6 years ago. We're not very far away from not having any World War II vets alive anymore.
Yeah, that's crazy, man. I mean, think that's been a long time ago.
Right.
It's been a long time ago. And I remember vividly seeing pictures of these vets, you know, in their wheelchairs and everything, and just feeling a sense of pride and joy that, you know, they sacrificed their lives and everything for our freedoms.
You know, I mean, a lot of our Vietnam vets are in their mid-60s now. Yeah, so, I mean, yeah, World War II vets are going to be gone.
Well, today is also National Running Day. I'm a giant fan of running, so get that cardio in. Unless, according to a new survey, you want to appeal to women if you are single. Because according to this new survey, 2/3 of women say they'd rather marry someone with a dad bod than someone with six-pack abs. So 83% of women say that they think
I win.
That
I men...
Know
I got a chance. I knew I'd finally win. Damn, it's my day.
John, I think you speak for many men in the car, because 83% of women say they think that men with dad bods are more confident, 67% say they're attractive, and 62% take it even further and say that guys with dad bods are sexy. And shockingly, men are cool with the idea of having a dad bod not necessarily working out, because 62% of men say that they're giving in and eating whatever they want instead of working out.
Well, I don't eat whatever I want.
No, I don't do that either. I eat pretty good, though. But you know what? For all those women that voted, I bet you they take their butt to the gym every day and do their squats.
Well, you can go to the gym and still have a dad bod.
Are you telling me I could go to the Mr. America pageant now?
Is that what
you said? Yes,
you
can
be a contestant.
Yes,
yes, you can.
But that doesn't mean you necessarily should, John. But I mean, you can. I mean, they do say if you have a dad bod, you're more confident.
Wow, I didn't know I was going to win today. That was a surprise. That was a pleasant surprise, but. Thank you, Wendy.
I would say that survey is pretty accurate. I mean, if I don't know, you don't have to be like sculpted muscle magazine man, because I don't want that. Because sometimes I'd like to have a cheeseburger.
Why are
yeah,
you?
You.
No, but I don't believe that survey is bogus.
It is not bogus. I'm a female.
I believe it's bogus.
I'm a female.
Because most women like that because they don't want that competition. Competition is stiff down here
in
the South.
It's not even competition. Sometimes you just want to have a cheeseburger. And if you see someone who just wants to have chicken all the time at home, no, you can't. Because then you just feel bad.
Wow. We took a shot.
That was a big shot.
Wait, what?
Dude, that was a serious shot.
Chicken is good and chicken is easy to make.
No, chicken is fine.
It is easy to make, Wendy.
Hugh, what I'm saying.
That was a shot.
That wasn't a shot. No, what I'm saying, Hugh, is that if you have a guy who's overly concerned about what he's eating, I would feel bad eating that burger while you are sitting there sculpted. And
Wendy,
I don't feel like counting calories someday. So this survey is accurate.
You know what bothers me about this whole conversation is Daryl laughing. I don't know why, but the Daryl laugh bothers me. But you can have that cheeseburger.
No.
But you're going to take your butt to the gym.
If I have somebody with a dad bod, I'm still going to the gym.
But I understand what she's saying, because when I was younger, way before I ever got married to you, I dated a girl for a long time who was a model for, do you remember Rich's department stores? Okay, she was
back in the day. Yeah,
right.
Way back in the day. It used to be a chain here in Atlanta, big chain. It was Macy's before Macy's. It was called Rich's, and she was a model. And she would, so she weighed, she was like 5'10". She weighed 110 pounds soaking wet, maybe 105.
Oh, that must be nice.
You know, but anyway, but she but she never ate. I mean, we would go out, and I would feel guilty because I would want to go have a burger somewhere, and she would order like a salad with no dressing. I mean.
Yeah, that's a little bit too much. I knew somebody that used to eat those little cinnamon things, like for
the cinnamon swirl, dude.
No, not the little candies.
Yeah, the candies.
No, the candies that you put on top of, like you would put them on top of stuff, like the little Brock cinnamon thing. That was like she eat like a handful of those and be done with it for the rest of the
day. Dinner.
Yeah,
dinner.
Like that's how she ate. She didn't really eat. That's really all she ate.
If you reverse that and you date a guy who's in the gym all the time, counting calories and what he's eating all the time, then you don't have necessarily like the leeway to feel like you should eat something. So I feel like the survey's accurate. So guys, if you're heading to the gym, don't work out so hard because women love your dad bod and the fact that you have confidence.
Well, thank you for making my day with you.
But it all depends on what the dad bod look like. I mean, I rebuke this statement.
I think you can have a healthy dad bod, but you don't have to necessarily be chiseled like you're in the movie 300 cube.
No, definitely not in the movie 300, but I get it.
Well, Tuesday marked the first time that citizens in the state of Delaware could take part in legal sports gambling. It's the first state to take advantage of last month's landmark United States Supreme Court ruling that struck down prohibited sports gambling, rather. So Delaware Governor John Carney ended up making the first ever sports bet that is legal anyways in the state of Delaware. He did so by placing $10 on the Philadelphia Phillies to beat the Chicago Cubs on Tuesday night at Wrigley Field. And he would have won if he actually did win, because the Phillies ended up winning 6-1. So the first bet made actually had some winnings.
All right, now that's a very dangerous position to be in, because the first bet I ever made, I won. All right, I bet my dad a nickel that Broadway Joe and the New York Jets were going to win Super Bowl III against the Baltimore Colts.
And you won a whole nickel?
I won a nickel, and I said, this sports betting thing is easy. See, that's what I'm saying.
How far did a nickel get you back in the day, John?
In 1969?
Yeah.
Got him a bag of chips and a soda.
That's what I was thinking. What can a nickel get you these days? Nothing. You can't even go to the store and get that in those little containers.
It funded my nickel hockey that I would play at Lithonia High later in my life.
Nickel hockey?
Yeah, that was what we used to gamble in.
Nickel hockey?
I'll have to show it to you. That's something I'll explain to you later. It's a game that we used to play when we were in high school, and it was a gambling game you played at lunchtime.
I wonder if they have an app for that, John. If not, you should create a game app.
That's a good question. I my answer is I don't know. They still have it. Darryl, did you ever play nickel hockey?
Once you showed us what it was, remember?
I did show you that right, back in the day. Right, it was just a way to gamble. Didn't you ever gamble at high school at lunchtime? Did you gamble?
I used to try to play dice.
Yeah,
but
some people play dice.
But the bad part about playing dice in my neighborhood was like when you win, they don't want you to leave. You got to kind of stay for a little while. You have to wait till somebody else breaks up the game.
Yep.
And normally that would be the police. Like the police came and broke up the game. Then he broke up the game. But no, I didn't like to gamble because they don't want you to leave when you gamble. They wanted you to stay there all day and try to get that money back.
Right, exactly.
Dad bods and nickel hockey. What a Wednesday.
Yes.
So we're going to take this Julio story and we're going to give it a bit of a different spin, because Hugh Douglas is going to put his judge hat on.
Yes, we're going to homie court because it's what I do. I like to speculate, and I like the fact that it makes people uncomfortable when I do. So I'm going to tell you more about that on the other side of Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.